Hello. Hello, everyone. Happy Love Gram. In all transparency, it is Friday, and I have a special guest.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Sherry. Special guest again. Hello.
I think you and my mom have been my only special guests, but this is Trisha Huebner, and we are in Sausalito. It's Friday night, and I just thought it'd be fun to have a special guest. Welcome.
Thank you. Can you hear the waves? I wonder if people can hear the waves, because we're sitting right on the bay, looking at San Francisco from the shores of Sausalito, which is across the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's just this beautiful sound of the waves lapping up on the rocks.
It is, and I see a ferry boat coming, which is not my ferry boat, but soon I will be hopping on a ferry boat to go back. And actually, you know, it's funny because I wasn't going to, I told you I had a topic in mind, but today I sent out an email about a makeshift vacation. And it's funny, I hadn't really thought about it because I wanted to talk about something else with you, but I'm going to just put in a little plug. If you haven't read my email from Friday, I talked about makeshift vacation. And actually, you tonight are going to be watching, tell us the movie you're going to be watching with your sweetie.
Romeo and Juliet, the and I hope I have this right, Franco Zeffirelli version, which I think was made in, it was like the 60s. It was a version made in the 60s. And I was talking about it because I was in Pienza, Italy, where it was filmed. And when I was there, they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the making of that film there. So, yeah.
And what are you going to wear tonight?
Oh, I'm going to wear this beautiful necklace that my partner, my sweetheart, Steve, got me when we were visiting Pienza. And it's we call it my Juliet necklace because it is actually this beautiful macrame with mother of pearl creation that it just, it's a choker, but it looks medieval. It looks just otherworldly.
It does. And this is what I love about life, because I wasn't actually going to talk about this, but that does feed into the thing I was saying today about, I was suggesting to people to watch an Italian movie and perhaps have some Italian soda and get or some Italian wine, or learn a few words in Italian to bring ourselves to a different place. And actually, so here we are. To me, this is vacation. I know you live over here in this beautiful landscape. But the other thing that's dropping in before we get to the real topic at hand is the spontaneous celebration of your birthday, which is dropping in.
Okay, today is February, what, 18th, 19th? What is it?
I don't know. February 18th.
Okay. And my actual birthday when I was born is August 8th. However, Sherry showed up with a birthday card and a, let's celebrate your birthday today. And it was like, wow. I mean, what a concept to be able to do that, to like completely on this, not, I mean, it's a random day, but actually, in our conversation, I've had a big week. I've had a big day. It was so appropriate.
I know. And so just because we're here and because that's something that just happened to happen, to put in a plug for that, you know, have a makeshift vacation. Pretend it's somebody's birthday. Pretend it's your birthday. Because life is short. You and I were just, Trish and I, you guys know because we've told you before, we've now been friends for 30-some...
Plus years. We'll have to figure that out one of these days.
30-some years. And it goes fast. None of us ever think it goes so fast. And so the real topic that I wanted to talk to you about, there's so many juicy topics. But last week, Trish and I were on a phone call. And you guys know, because on Sunday I was talking to you about all of these waves of not enough coming up for me. And I know you have your own version.
Yep.
And I was wondering, I know I didn't tell you in advance, but I thought it'd be really great. Last week we were saying we should all talk about this more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in your version of not enough is my version of not worthy. And they're like two sides of the same coin in a way, because it's a piece that I've carried with me for, gosh, I don't even know when I decided that for myself, but it was probably at a pretty young age. So at what point can we really look squarely at that and shift it? And I think we were both feeling this immense desire to shift it. And we've had many conversations about it, but like, what does it take to shift it?
What does it take to shift it? And I loved that conversation because I was talking about something I thought was very specific to me. And even though I've known you all these years, and even though we've had all these conversations, I was still, you know, we get caught up in our own stuff. And I was surprised when you were like, well, I have my own version of that, you know? And then we were saying, goodness, you know, does everybody have their own version? And if people could see you right now, I just want to paint you a picture, my dear friends. So, you know, Tricia, you're like absolutely gorgeous. You're very successful. You have a big heart. You have a beautiful romance in your life. You have, you know, close friends and family. For all anything anybody would ever look at you from afar and be like, they would never guess that you have that, you know,
feeling.
That feeling. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what is so helpful is to, like we were saying, we used the word expose a lot last week, you know, because you said, do you remember what, because it was really important what you said about when we do look it squarely in the face. Do you remember what you said?
Well, I don't know if I have the exact words, but I think it was something to the effect of, you know, you gotta, it's like shine the light right on it, because it's a shadow thing. It's a thing that kind of lurks beneath the surface, and it tends to kind of pull you down, right? It's the thing when there could be amazing, like you just said, I have a lot of amazing things in my life that I should be just celebrating and grateful for, and yet I can still at the same time feel not worthy. And that is such a paradox. Like, I think that idea of the paradox is really important in this conversation that we're having, and just the idea of whether for you not feeling, you know, like good enough or like you're doing enough or whatever it is, and that, and yet you do so much. So what's the paradox there? Both are true. A paradox means that both can be true. And I think that there's something about life that calls us to look at that and not get pulled into the one versus the other. Maybe it's the holding of the two.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Because maybe it is, this is, you tell me after I say this, but like, so people know, because last week I read to them the thing I read to you when we were on our call, right? Mm-hmm. Which was about, I'm not this, I'm that. You know, I'm not the it girl. I'm not the trophy. I'm not the gold cube. Which was a way of exposing, I wish I were. If only I were that, I would be enough. If I were that, people would love me. If I were that, right? That's sort of the unspoken. But it's in the feeling of not enough that I was able to come to those moments of feeling enough. Is that what you were saying?
Well, I think, I guess I've been sitting with this idea of paradox, because to me that's, I just feel like that's kind of what life is. It's a paradox, which is like, in one moment you can have this, and in the other moment it feels like it's gone, but it doesn't mean that either one is true. They're both true. So at times I can feel not worthy, and at times I'm, you know, blessed with just ultimate worthiness. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to get our arms around.
Well, what do you?
Okay, I just saw this cormorant.
Oh,
who just caught a fish?
Look at him.
You see him?
Yes.
He's eating it. He's like.
He seems so happy.
He seems very happy. He's like, oh my gosh, I just got this big old fish.
It was interesting because when you were talking about paradox, I don't know if you heard, but there was a motorcycle revving behind us. And I was thinking, that's so perfect. Once I was making a recording, a Lovegram, and I'm not sure, but there was an accordion player. And then the siren just was like blaring. And it's all there. And it's almost as if where I was going with the whole paradox piece is it's almost, you know, that cliche, if it were not for the nighttime, we wouldn't be able to see the stars, right? If not for these moments that keep arriving of not enough or not worthy or, you know, the motorcycle blaring, we wouldn't see the other.
And just think about the accordion player and the siren. So wherever you're listening from, both can be startling. Both can be like, wow. And yet we name one as, oh, isn't that, you know, sweet and soothing or lovely and like, and the other is, you know, sort of like, just, I don't know, like it's almost alarming and, you know, but they both wake us up. Like they both are like in this moment, something that we're drawn to and it's like we have a reaction, an effect by. So again, it's,
You're sounding very zen tonight as we're sitting here by the lapping water.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm just kind of mesmerized by that cormorant. I keep watching as he's swimming back and forth. He's just had this lovely fish dinner and he looks so happy.
Last time Trish and I were here, which was about a month ago, there were 400,000.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, like literally, of cormorants flying and heading from sort of like one area of the bay over to probably what was a, they were probably following the fish, which we couldn't see. You know, there's so many things we can't see, and yet that was happening in front of our eyes.
But that's another good example in a way. So it's like at that time we came here, we were sitting outside, there were all those cormorants, and this time we couldn't get a table outside, we didn't have the birds. And it's kind of in a way the same thing, right? You have to just kind of come to the siren or the motorcycle or the unworthiness or the not enoughness. And what? Open it? Open arms? Is that what it is? I don't know. Sometimes we just don't know. Everyone knows that. Sometimes I'm just talking and it's like, you just don't know.
I feel like I want you to put up your phone so you can hear the waves.
I know. You know what? We can, and I was actually thinking I might do a little video. So we're almost at 15 minutes. It went really fast.
Gosh. Wow.
Makeshift vacation, pretend birthday, unworthiness, worthiness.
The paradox of life.
The paradox. Thank you for being willing to join in today.
Of course.
And to just throw some questions out. I always love to invite people to email me with thoughts of whatever drops in, your own paradoxes, your own motorcycles
or accordions.
All right, any last words before we go?
No.
All right, love to all of you. I feel like there's something else that wants to be said. I'm not sure. Oh, I know, the last, very last thing. Listen to the nudges. I think that's the important thing. Just listen and follow it. Spiritual breadcrumbs. Good night. Even though when you're listening to this, it might be morning. That's another paradox. Bye, Trisha.
Bye.